This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
As Stiz would say, that was Richard Jefferson talking about the Boston Celtics.
Why would Stiz say it in that particular voice?
That's a question you'll have to bring up to Stiz.
I did. Off the air, he came in here and I said, I got Richard Jefferson.
But he said it very, like, enunciated, like, proper and fancy, like he was graduating.
He doesn't go by Dick Jefferson. He's Richard Jefferson.
Oh, Dick Jeff.
Dickie Jeff.
DJ Jazzy Dick Jeff. Remember that?
He would be a while you're ahead.
Quit while you're ahead.
I wouldn't call that ahead.
Excuse me? Pause.
Sorry.
Yeah, multiple pauses necessary.
A lot going
on
there. Celtics, two games this weekend, Friday night. Come out, just blow doors to a 25-3 lead, and then blow said lead to lose the game to the Cleveland Cavaliers, 123-116. Cavs split the series with the Celtics. Cavs look like they're just going to run away with the number one seed. Sunday, Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets at the Garden. Celtics build a 20-point lead. See 20-point lead get cut down to 3 was the lowest, right, Fitzy? I believe 3 was as close as it got.
Yeah, I think it did get within a single
possession
effort of tying the game.
So they turned a 20-point game into a one-possession game, but they finished the job. Derek White came up clutch, yes, the Celtics have been without Porzingis and Drew Holiday, and the Drew Holiday thing, have we had any, I haven't seen any more definitive information. Did I miss that? Has there been like a more definitive rundown timetable, mallet finger thing?
Late last week, Andy, there was the whole, some have played through it. For some, it's a short-term injury, and some have had to deal with it for months, and it's disabled them at length. This is almost, in a lot of ways, kind of like crossing sports. The way people are trying to are thinking about or discussing the Abdul Carter thing, where it's like some people play with stress reactions, some people rest them and let them heal up on their own, and some get the surgery now so as to preserve their top four draft pick.
And similarly to Drew Holiday, it's like, can you have this taken care of? How long? Can you get back and you be at your best? And Dan Ball, yes.
We do not have a timetable, but he is not having surgery, wearing a splint on the finger. And because of the pain, he hasn't even resumed any kind of basketball activities yet. So very early in whatever the process is going to be.
That does sound painful.
No es bueno, Dan Ball.
I feel like the splint is therefore basically straightening out his finger. Is that how I should take it?
Yeah, that's kind of one of the I guess how it looks is that it. The way it was described in WebMD last week was it droops. So you kind of do have to realign
Sadly.
It, essentially.
Goof.
I'll pause
awful.
Myself again.
Yeah, so that sounds like it's drooping and your splint is now straightening it out again. I don't know. I don't love this, but I also, do I think they're capable of winning the NBA title without Drew Holiday? Yes. If they have no Drew Holiday and no Porzingis, I think that road gets a little tougher.
Well, what we don't want, Andy, let me go back 2 years. What we don't want is Drew Holiday. I agree with you. But what we don't want is we don't want Drew Holiday coming back a la the way. Remember in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Heat, Malcolm Brogdon was as useful as a one-arm man in a rowboat because he had that forearm issue and he was just airballing threes, and they would have been better off playing without him, but they inserted him in Game 7 because Tatum rolled his ankle and he was useless. We can't have Jrue Holiday basically being the equivalent of Brogdon from two conference finals ago. Either get him back at 80 to 100% or he's just going to have to ride this one out.
Okay, so I said before the trending by Dan Ball that I was going to give the results of today's poll over on Twitter, at Jumbo Heart. And the question again was, what do you take most away from the Celtics' recent games against elite competition? Build big leads? Blow big leads. Very simple. Kind of probably gets to your core, and whether you're optimistic or pessimistic. Build big leads, Fitzy. 31%. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you're not a math major, but I think you could do the math rather quickly. Blow big leads has 69% of the votes. Yes, nice, but not nice. That means, A, they blow big leads, and B,
what happened?
There's a few more non-green teamers, at least on my Twitter feed, than I would have expected. I'm a little surprised by that. I thought it would be close to 50-50. I thought it would actually trend positive. If you had made me guess, I would have thought like 55-45, build big leads, green teamers, we're awesome. Oh, we could score, Tatum, Brown, the whole thing. I'm a little surprised that at this point in the season, and the other fact is, we had sort of put to bed our concerns with the Celtics, right? We had that whole stretch, December into January, where it was like, up and down, and lose games they shouldn't, and all this. And then they had that nice stretch. We were feeling good. Tatum's shooting good. Tatum's getting all these assists. Tatum's a triple-double guy. All of those things. Well, now I feel like questions are seeping in. Yesterday, not a great shooting day for Jason Tatum. Still distributed a little bit. I will say, the opposite of that is the uptick in Jaylen Brown. He's starting to shoot the ball well. He's starting to shoot the three well. So, yes, I'm a Jaylen Brown guy. But that's a nice uptick. I know he's talking about this knee that continues to bother him. But he looks like he's rounding into form late in the season. And I think that's good for your Eastern Conference Finals MVP and NBA Finals MVP. So, Fitzy, I'm assuming, wait, I don't want to assume, because you know what happens when you do that. So I won't assume.
Ask me, yeah.
How did you vote in this poll?
The blowing the leads part. Hello?
Sorry, two people talking to me at once. I had a stizz in my ear and a Fitzy in my face. It's a tough way to go through life.
How many drops are you going to give stizz to just use against you in a court of radio law?
So, Fitzy,
I went with option B, BBL, WBBL, below big leads.
Okay, so you're
which,
usually
by the way,
negative.
Is now trending up. It's at about 70% now. It's
Stiz,
climbing.
Did I hear you say in my ear that we have maybe a little breaking news?
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
Dan Ball.
The Cincinnati Bengals have placed the $26.2 million franchise tag on wide receiver T. Higgins.
So we might be a little loose and liberal with the use of the breaking news there. I think a lot of people expected this may come, but it has officially happened. And Mr. Cap Poster, remember he, what was it, last week? That was Friday, Thursday when he
Mr.
posted.
Cap, are you talking about Miguel over at Pat's Cap?
No. I'm talking about T. Higgins, who posted Cap in reply to his general manager's assertion that they were looking to sign him to a long-term deal. Well, for right now, they'll do so under the franchise tag. Yet again, T. Higgins, the number two receiver for the Bengals, the dream number one receiver for the Patriots, for a lot of us Patriots fans out there. Some of us have been annoyingly talking about it for two-plus years now.
Mm-hmm.
And now
some
he's
of us
limited.
Have had to listen to it for two-plus years.
I know. I'm sorry. Well, guess what? Now he's franchise tagged. Now he's limited.
Oh, he didn't get franchised.
He got franchised.
Andy, this is actually significant. I agree. I wouldn't necessarily go to the breaking news sounder. Maybe we should craft one like, and now in expected news. That's, I guess you could use that drop. But this is kind of significant because last week or the week prior, we've talked a lot of sports recently. It's just going to keep happening. Deal with it, people. We talked about, we compared like NFL.com with Bleacher Report and I believe another website, all of their top 100 rankings for free agents heading into the 2025 free agency period. Every list had T. Higgins as numero uno. So now the top target for any team, Denver Broncos, Los Angeles Chargers, your New England Patriots, Houston Texans, gone, donezo. See ya.
Yeah, I feel like, unfortunately, this is going to be the trend over the next few days here as we head towards the start of free agency, is the top targets on the free agent market being removed from the market. And this doesn't totally remove T. Higgins from the dream. He, I mean, you could sign him if you wanted to give up the draft picks, or you could trade for him under the franchise tender. Maybe this actually ticks him off. Who knows? Maybe this is the fly in the ointment that actually pushes him towards wanting out of Cincinnati, the idea that they are not giving him a long-term deal. But, yeah, I feel like we're going to have to start to look elsewhere. We got to be more serious about the DK Metcalf, not Deebo Samuel. We'll get to that in a little bit.
I was going to say the potential, I won't say wide receiver one, Andy, but I'll say the potential off-season wide receiver acquisition market.
Getting pretty thin these days, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do know what you mean. And I feel like, this whole off-season, remember when I started with the off-season plans on the old show and they were like really exciting and fun and they involved T. Higgins and Will Campbell and Micah Parsons? I don't
know. Oh, and then you were talking about, and then you're like, oh, we're going to get Jamar Chase.
Yeah, I had that in there. Yeah, I had that in there.
Maybe as a good reason you got a new car, because there may have been like a gas leak or fumes in the previous one.
No, I think I was balancing out the negativity of Christian Arkand. I blame him. I'm just going to blame him for that.
That's what everyone said.
Yeah, it's always me, the negative one out there. Yeah, definitely not Andy Hart.
No, do the one that you say. I hate this. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I really hate it. 617-779.
So I think there was a little bit of me trying to be a little bit more optimistic, and you look at $130 million of cap space, and you look at the, well, at that point I was dreaming of the first pick in the draft right up until Gerard Mayo screwed that and his whole, apparently, career up. We'll get more about that later here on WEEI Afternoons. But yeah, I was being optimistic. I thought they had all the assets for a quick turnaround. I thought they had all the assets to be really exciting and fun, and the fun seems to be getting sucked out of the market. I mean, T. Higgins, gone. Well, let's go chronologically. Number one pick, gone. Thanks, Mayo. T. Higgins, gone. Thanks, Bengals. Now what's going to be taken next? Let me guess. It rhymes with Ronnie Stanley, the best tackle on the market. I'm sure he'll be somewhere.
You could have probably put a little extra effort into trying to rhyme something with Ronnie Stanley.
I'm not in the mood to rhyme right now. The good mood went out the window. It lasted about 37 minutes until we had breaking news from Stiz.
If you know, and I know, as they like to say in the biz, we're just about to be up against it. However, talking football in that great piece by Doug Kide and Andrew Callahan over the weekend in the Boston Herald about how the offseason has gone, the differences between last year and this year, and what people should expect in free agency. Just matter of business being done in Foxborough, the draft and beyond. They hammered home the idea that big money, big burlap satchels, big old novelty bags of money are going to be waved at big, strong, fat people in the trenches, which is what we've wanted all along. If Baltimore faffos a little bit in the coming week trying to save a couple of bucks with Ronnie Stanley, there's going to be a bag waiting for him up this way, Andy. And you know what? I personally hope they do.
So we had planned to turn to the Combine, turn to the Patriots, turn to the Boston Herald. And thankfully, the Bengals helped us out with their T. Higgins transition. No, franchise tag. Transition tag's a totally different thing. That would have left the door open for the Patriots to go get him. Seems like he's off the market. Seems like the fun is being sucked out of this Patriots offseason before we begin. And we will turn our attention to that Boston Herald story, the Combine, and the one piece of news from the weekend that wasn't Celtics-related that has me happy, that has me more all in on a certain horse, a dead horse that we've beaten over and over. We're going to talk about that dead horse who's alive again in Andy's mind up next here on WEEI.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple, and I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, afternoons.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
That is LSU left tackle and future Patriots left tackle, Will Campbell.
Nope.
I am all in, Fitzy. I am all in. I don't give a rat's katukus. I want to get the number right. 32 5/8 length arms. I don't care. He can play football. He's got the face paint. He can squat a lot. He can hit a lot. He can run a lot. Did you see his 40 time? He was flying. Yeah. Sub 5:40. Do the whole damn thing. He has the attitude. He has the athleticism. And you know what I'm a little bit sick of? So they tell us that the SEC is...
This is a rant-tacular today.
A little bit. I'm fighting back against voices in my head.
What happened to Super Positive 203, Andy?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. You know, in the radio business, they say every 15 minutes it changes. So does my brain. My brain rewires itself every 5 minutes. And
CTE is a hell of a drug.
You're damn right it is. Will Campbell started at LSU for 3 years, right? I believe geographically and football wise, where do the LSU Tigers play?
There's a they play in Baton Rouge, but, Death Valley.
But what is the 3-letter acronym that is put to that level of football in that conference? Oh, it's SEC, which
yes.
I've been told.
Sometimes everybody craps. Yes,
I've been told that's the closest thing you can get to NFL football. Correct.
It is, however, as the conferences have realigned in the last couple of years, the Big 18, which is masquerading as the Big 10, also now kind of pro level NFL adjacent. But the portal has futzed all this up.
Doesn't count anymore that he started 3 years at LSU in the SEC. That doesn't
count.
Hold
on a second. Let me just turn around and check the record. Oh, I don't remember saying that.
Okay, so he started at LSU. He started in the SEC for 3 years. And now we want to ask, can he play football because his arms are too short? As he said.
No one ever said, can he play football?
Yeah.
Can he play tackle at the next level? Big
right.
difference.
Just like Drew Brees couldn't play quarterback at the next level because he was too short, right?
Other people were tackles in college and ended up being tremendous guards.
Or other people that were tackles in college that ended up being tremendous tackles. I don't know. Matt Light comes to mind. Short-armed, white guys that played in college. I don't know why I threw that in, but it seemed like I would throw it out there.
Somebody put some bumpers.
Is that an important characteristic for you, Andy?
No, it isn't, actually, but I felt like I'd paint the whole picture. And this wasn't the picture I had to paint. So, Matt Light, short arms. He is a Patriots Hall of Famer. He is a Super Bowl champion.
Dynamite football player.
Now, I would argue,
fast feet and great compete. That's what Scar would tell you.
Anybody that knows me well knows that I also was very critical at times of Matt Light because, yes, he got bitch slapped quite a bit by Jason Taylor and by, Why am I drawing a blank on the Colts pass
Dwight
rush?
Freeney.
Dwight Freeney. Like those, but some would say, hey, Andy, those are Hall of Fame players, Pro Football Hall of Fame caliber players. They're going to have their successes against a lot of tackles. So what are you looking up? What do you got?
Well, I'm just curious. So real quick question. So let me run these by you. Okay, ready? 6'4", 310 pounds.
Love it.
Arm length 32 7/8.
Okay.
Hand size 9.5.
I'm not asking him to throw.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Good size, right?
Sure.
Those were the measurables of someone who just retired from the NFL that Will Campbell absolutely should replace in Dallas, Zach Martin.
No. Why are we forcing him inside? He can play tackle. Who says he can't play tackle? You? Is that what you're saying?
I'm guessing that he would be better suited to playing guard at the NFL, Andy.
Why is that?
Because the arm length, height, size, all of these measurables now qualify as necessary against the ginormous Keon White plus freaks of nature carved from soapstone, absolute juggernaut brohemoths that are coming off the edge, up the gut, and after your quarterback.
So let me ask you then, if he was so obviously a guard, like he's just got guard written all over him, why was he playing tackle in the highest level of football that college provides?
I don't know. Why was Isaiah Wynn doing the same thing 6-7 years ago?
Because they're guys that are potential tackles. Now, Isaiah Wynn, there were some injuries involved. Will Campbell's been the starting left tackle for 3 years at LSU.
First of all, love everything he says. Love the way he presents himself. Love his posture. Love the speed. Love the power. All of it.
But his arms are too short.
I don't know.
T Rex Campbell, like you, Hart. How many did he bench? 62?
I got to tell you, sometimes I wonder, does he even need Ted or me? I don't know if you need an audience either. I think you can be the audience, the radio show all at once.
I have been accused by many over the years that I could argue with myself, that I could legit have an argument with myself and just.
Dear Mrs. Hart. We appreciate you.
She is an absolute saint.
God bless Deidre. She's amazing.
So, later on, by the way, we'll get to that Saturday Night Live clip that you guys were promoting about a
couple of beers.
I feel like Stiz and I were way ahead of the curve on this. I feel like
we've had
a prescription for a couple of beers for quite a long time.
Talking to Gary Gansett over here. That's why it was.
He always gets the plug in.
Relatable.
Hashtag Fitzy.
Hashtag good vibes only. Hashtag sponsor. Hashtag Rhode Island life. Thank you. Nice Family Feud ding right there. Look, Andy. There's a chance. There's a team that may allow him to kick out to tackle. It says, yep. We saw the way he played. His leverage is so good. His trunk is so immovable.
Why not us?
No
Why
way
not
it doesn't
now?
Matter. But also the way that Vrabel talked about a guy whose measurables were almost the damn same, Peter Skoronski, it makes you think that they may.
Sounds like a fake name when you say that.
Actually, the funny thing was I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking like, damn it, Skoronski, get in here. Yeah, you're
like
on
you
KP the rest of the week.
So you believe that Will Campbell, because he's a guard, is not worthy of the fourth pick in the draft. Is that your stance on this topic?
Luckily, I have another 6 to 7 weeks to hem-haw and canoodle and doodle over it. Put it this way. I am not 100% certain he is worthy of the fourth pick. There were people this weekend that rocketed up my imaginary draft chart because of their combine performances.
You told me on the rules of Fitzy watching the combine last week, don't fall in love with 40 times and combine scores.
Bench pressed. Andy, the one that I love the most, and I should have added this one as a fifth, four words, ABTG, always believe the gauntlet. Anyone who shows out in the gauntlet, that's my favorite of all the combine exercises. People that show out in the gauntlet know how to play football.
I thought people that played football know how to play football. And I thought, I don't know, playing football at a high level in the SEC for 3 years.
Did I say the guy's going to be bagging groceries with Joe Castiglione at Shaw's? No, I just don't know if he's going to be worth the fourth overall pick at tackle for the Patriots.
I'd take him with the fourth pick. I'd prefer to take him with the sixth pick or the eighth pick if those are options with a trade down.
If seven's on the table.
But I'm all in on Will Campbell. I think he should be part of a rebuilt Patriots offensive line. And that doesn't eliminate free agent additions at the position. And that's where we're going next here on WEEI Afternoons. Boston Herald. Great Sunday notes from Andrew Callahan and Doug Kide. Basically everything they heard, Patriots related, plans related, free agency, draft, coaching structure, money spent, money not spent, the whole damn thing. We'll dive into that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.